Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States is reporting more than 1 million new cases of COVID-19 in just the first 10 days of this month. The U.S. has recorded more than 10 million cases of COVID-19, the highest of any country in the world, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. On the same day that the U.S. recorded this spike, two U.S. drug companies announced the developments in the fight against the virus. Pfizer announced that its experimental vaccine was 90% effective in preventing the virus in participants without evidence of prior infection. U.S.-based drug maker Eli Lilly and Canadian-based biotech firm AbCellera announced a new antibody drug. The antibody therapy is similar to one given to President Trump after he tested positive for COVID-19 early last month. The FDA has approved the antibody drug for people 12 and older who are at risk of developing a serious form of COVID-19. Chinese-owned short video sharing app TikTok said late Tuesday it had filed a petition in a U.S. appeals court challenging a Trump administration order set to take effect on Thursday. The August 14th executive order directed the app's owner, ByteDance, to divest TikTok within 90 days, which is Thursday. TikTok issued a statement saying facing continual new requests and no clarity on whether their proposed solutions would be accepted, they requested the 30-day extension that is expressly permitted in the August order. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court justices on Tuesday signaled they are unlikely to strike down the Affordable Care Act in a legal challenge brought by the state of Texas and other Republican-led states and backed by President Trump's administration. In about 2 hours of arguments by teleconference, Chief Justice John Roberts and fellow conservative Brett Kavanaugh both seem skeptical of Republican arguments that all of the law must fall, even if one provision, known as the individual mandate, is found to be unconstitutional. A House of Representatives attorney laid out the ramifications of striking down the entire law, saying there is just no way that Congress could have preferred an outcome that throws 23 million people off their insurance, ends protections for people with pre-existing conditions, and creates chaos in the healthcare sector. The case represents the latest Republican-led attack on the 2010 law, which was the signature domestic policy achievement of former President Barack Obama. Republicans also failed in numerous efforts to repeal Obamacare in Congress, though Trump's administration has taken steps to hobble the law. Australian police said Wednesday that 14 men, including a former child care worker, have been charged with producing and sharing child abuse material through an online network across Australia and overseas. The investigation, conducted in cooperation with the U.S. Homeland Security personnel, identified 46 Australian victims, including 16 from a single child care center. Police are charging the suspects with more than 800 offenses. The suspects had links to alleged offenders found in online forums in Europe, Asia, the United States, Canada, and New Zealand, with 146 matters being passed on to their respective authorities. Police did not rule out further arrests in the case. Floods in Mexico's Gulf Coast state of Tabascas have left 9 people dead and forced more than 9,000 residents to evacuate their homes. The Interior Department estimated 150 people were affected by flooding, either because of damage to their homes or crops or displacement. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador said the government was distributing aid and would clean up riverbeds to reduce the risk of flooding. And a Canadian man charged with killing 10 people in the attempted murder of 16 in a 2018 van attack in Toronto told a court he should not be held criminally responsible as the 5-week trial kicked off on Tuesday. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.